After some delays by the mid-1920s, a majority of voters in Wisconsin said reforestation should be made legal. Plans for reforestation of the cutover continued. And by 1932, the Griffith Tree Nursery opened, which also helped provide trees for reforestation. Also in the 30s, of course, was the Great Depression. Jerry Epps has also written a really fine book about the Civilian Conservation Corps, which talks about all of the work they did to replant trees and take care of our newly formed state parks, provide conditions in forests that improved, also managed fire danger, and created those tall fire towers that we see today in state parks. The CCC during 1935 to 1942 hired young men to revitalize our forests. In many of our state parks today, you can see signs that show that something was built by the Wisconsin Conservation Corps. Last summer, I took this giant Brady's Bluff hike, and we went to the top where they have a shelter house made by the CCC guys. We are so lucky in our state that we have state and national forest land that's open to the public. So I really encourage, if you have young friends or anybody in your family, to get out and go in the woods. How are our forests managed in our state? There are different tree cutting plans. The state parks and the Wisconsin state forests are different. The state forests have active forest management, including timber sales. The state parks focus on protecting natural resources for public enjoyment and have limited harvesting of trees. Today, many people enjoy the north woods of Wisconsin for tourism opportunities. The future of forests. Obviously, I wrote this book because I want young people and their families to value trees. That's my husband and I walking in Door County. Why should we care about trees? Trees help us in its basic level. Trees help make us healthy. They provide homes for wildlife. You can have fun out in nature and in the woods, and they're just beautiful. The end of my book really encourages you to be someone who cares for trees. If this is a way to encourage young readers to think about being out in nature and taking care of it, you can teach them about natural resources, which is covered in school. But sometimes kids don't understand what natural resources are, and they think water, air, plants are just there for us to use. But obviously, we need to care for things that are valuable to us. It's important to think about how our use of natural resources has changed over time. For example, this logging camp in the picture, on the image, it said it was near Black River Falls. Today, the Black River State Forest is nearby. You can enjoy nature where loggers once worked. Over the years, people have used our state's natural resources to make a living. There's nothing wrong with making a living in Wisconsin. Miners, farmers, and loggers all played their part in the early growth of Wisconsin. Technology improved as well. It changed the way that people worked with and transported natural resources. It also changed the kind of products that were made. Learning how people used natural resources in the past helps you understand the choices people make today. That's my husband and my daughter and our grandchildren walking in a park near our house, actually. It's important to talk with kids about taking care of the land, because the landscape we have today, I consider it a living feature of our heritage. They provide us with evidence of how people have interacted with the land over time, and people will value spaces that are important to them and that you know how to take care of. So where can you learn how to take care of trees? Well, here in Madison, you can go to the Arboretum. When I was there one time recently, and there was just a really simple exhibit that said, build a nest. Pretend you're a bird and build a nest with materials at this table. And there was also a really great exhibit called Ask a Ranger. And there were questions that were posted and reprinted on the board. And Rossi said, why do I feel so happy around flowers and trees? And the ranger answered, flowers and trees are extremely beautiful. It's hard not to feel so happy. Scientifically, being out in nature is so good for your health. There are lots of studies that say being around plants releases feel-good brain chemicals and reduces stress. Humans have a deep connection with plants. In my book, I have a checklist for how you can be a steward for the trees and be someone that cares for trees.